Oh, hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Oroville, the center, the epicenter of human unity. And I am so grateful that in the middle of this chaos that's happening around us, I am the eye in the middle of the storm. We have just come through two cyclones. We've come through a little bit of internet not working, some power not working, some big puddles in the middle of everywhere. Oh my goodness, we've had computers crash. We've had telephones not working. Some of us have sort of tried to have conversations with other people, and it's been a little bit challenging. There's been misunderstandings, but all of it has been great because I can choose. I have the ability and the freedom to make a choice. I can go, oh my God, we've just gone through a cyclone. Oh my God, my flower died, this died, whatever. But somewhere else, there were people that were actually killed, but not here. So I can choose to look at what is beautiful, what is positive, and what I can bring into my life in that moment. Sometimes I may not understand what that is for a very, very long time, years. But if I know that the universe has my back, and in this moment, I have a choice, as hard as it is, I have a choice where I can do a mind shift. So there was the cyclone that happened in Oroville. I'm not sure, but I believe we were in the eye of the storm. Apparently, we're supposed to have two or three more. But magically, they're stopping in the middle of the ocean, or they're continuing in the ocean, and we're just getting lots of rain, which is fantastic. So the other thing is, you know, as there's puddles, I can sit there and go, oh my gosh, you know, I've got my pants wet, I've got this wet, I've got that wet, as opposed to going, wow, I'm so glad that we have puddles instead of all this dry dust that goes into my nostrils, like clogs up my throat. So how do you shift? So right now, as you know, or maybe you're just tuning in, my husband, who is so totally my best friend, is in Canada. I am here in India. And for us to come together at this point is just a little bit challenging because of what's happening and the pandemic and whatnot. But we're having amazing conversations over FaceTime or Skype or WhatsApp. And it's so, how do I say, it's rewarding. It's fulfilling. At first, I thought, oh, you know, I can't believe that this is happening. And now I'm finding myself and where I am, and he's finding where he is and what is important for him. And I think that is so amazing that we can do that. So as you're going through things where sometimes things are not quite the way you've planned, what if you looked at a different perspective? What if you stepped into another person's shoes, your own shoes, but maybe it's hiker boots, maybe it's rubber boots, maybe it's high heels? And what if you put on different glasses and looked at the situation from a different perspective, just as an experiment, and then take a breath in and say, okay, I'm going to breathe this in, and it's not quite so bad. And look at the other possibilities of how you can get out of this quagmire of emotionality, right? How can you pop out no matter how horrible the situation is? And you can go, Fiff, you haven't been in a war. You haven't lost someone that's close to you. And I can tell you, I have. And that's how I am able to speak in the way that I do. because if I did not find the positive or the life-giving spirit, I'd be 6 feet under. And so I invite you to shift, find that little trigger, that little switch that shifts where you can say, yes, this is what's happening. This is the circumstance that I'm in right now. What is this all about? And ask, what can I do with what I have right now that will take me to the next step of sanity, of joy, of love, or acceptance, or forgiveness? And I guarantee you will get an answer, because there is a spirit that's breathing you and is saying, and on that note, let's just gently breathe in, and then we'll start laughing. And as we laugh, we're going to laugh for generative laughter to heal the world. Because as we take in that beautiful breath, our lungs are expanding and they're being filled with joy or transformation. So take a breath in. And let's bring that music up, Stefano. You guys are awesome. You totally rock. And I'm so grateful that you are here with me.
This is Orville Radio.